Father, Mother, Richard Henry and Uncle Matty was sitting in the front room looking out the window. "See who's going down long," said Mother. "Boy, Willie, I haven't seen ye for some time." Now everybody round know Boy Willie. But should you be a stranger in the village, he would be described in various ways. His age? Well, the older people would tell him about 40. Very deceiving, because he still had a boy's face and always wore a boy's cap. Some would point to their heads and say, "Up and left in nothing but longer." Many of his quaint sayings were still related with great amusement, yet there was often a world of wisdom behind them. Listen to this. 20 years ago, oh, I was crazy to get married, and now I still think the same way. I thought you'd miss that one, but you were there. "I've often told the story," said Matty, "how a local farmer, having a friend with him and enjoying a walk, met Boy Willie down in the roadway fields. Thinking to have a bit of fun, the farmer offered to bet Boy Willie 1 shilling he couldn't break the clown pitcher he was carrying. 'Yes, I can, but I aren't going to till you give me the shilling.' On receiving the coin and putting them in his pocket, he smashed the pitcher to pieces. The farmer and his friend roared with laughing. 'What are you going to do now, Boy Willie? The pitcher's scat up.' 'I aren't going to knock on, it was your missus's pitcher.'" Don't want to laugh quite that loud, you don't want to. Take me to the sport, I appreciate that. "I blame the mother and father, it's how he was brought up. Never allowed to grow up fitting. 'Twas a great fright to us all when we found out he was getting married," said Mother. "It caused the old people some worry too. Afraid they hadn't brought him up proper. His ma, as he used to call her, said, 'Here's our boy, now going out in life, and what have we told him about the world? Especially now he's getting married.'" You're ahead of me, aren't you? Yes. "I can see," said Da, as the boy called him, "there is things he ought to be told. Suppose you tell him tonight. I aren't much good at talking about things like that." "No," said Ma, "you're his father and 'tis your place." So it was agreed that Da should explain things that very evening. Last Boy Willie came in from courting and said, "Good night." No, he didn't want no supper and he was going to bed. "Hang on a minute," said Da. "I got something I want to tell you." At this point, Ma made an excuse to clear out. "Sit down," said Da. "Now, Ma and me have been talking things over, and we feel there's certain things you ought to be told now you're leaving home and going out in life on your own and getting married." "Well, what is it?" said Boy Willie. "Pull up your chair a bit closer," said Father, and whispered in his ear. "He won't Father Christmas at all. It's me and Mother that filled up your stocking."